Good morning. My guest this morning is Kay Krista from Rumi's Caravan. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
There is so much to talk about. I wish you would give us just a little bit of the poetry of Rumi, just maybe to get us in the mood for hearing and listening.
Well, sure. Actually, I'm going to give you a brief poem by Anna Swear. And she says, "Whether in daytime or in nighttime, I always carry within a light. In the middle of noise and turmoil, I carry silence. Always I carry light and silence."
Wow, that's wonderful. This is the event. Very few places other than Sebastopol, I think, have events dedicated to, I guess, 13th century poet.
14th century and moving forward with Hafez and Kabir and many of the other ecstatic and modern poets, in fact.
As you just demonstrated. Mm-hmm. So Rumi's Caravan this year is Saturday the 6th of February at the Glaser Center, and it is the 16th annual Rumi's Caravan. And there are really three events. Can you explain how that works?
Sure. Well, the evening event had outgrown. We were turning people away. So rather than expanding the venue, we opened a matinee performance. So at 2 p.m., there'll be a matinee, which is 75 minutes. And they'll be followed by meet the performers, tea and cake in the lobby. And then the evening performance at 7 p.m. will be two sets as usual. Both of them will have music, and there is a Persian feast, which is a separate event at 5 p.m.
Just great. Just great. Who were these poets, Jalaluddin Rumi, Hafiz? Where did they fit into the culture of the Middle East?
The Sufis fit within the Muslim spiritual tradition, but they're a very particular ecstatic set, much like the Kabbalists are to Judaism. So they have a particular mystical bent and a feeling of being sort of drunk on God, absolutely in love with the beloved, dancing every moment with spirit in form.
It seems like this is a part of Islam that is sorely needed in the world today, particularly being that people forget that Persia is actually now called Iran. And it is a very, very specific part of Islamic tradition that came out of this whole God intoxication movement, which corresponded to the Middle Ages in European time, but much different in the Middle East. So as I understand it, people who deliver this poetry, one of the rules and regulations is you have to memorize it.
That's true. The oral tradition is intrinsic to this whole process. When you read a poem, there's a lot of beauty, but you're in your head, you're reading and you're in your mind. Once you memorize it, it gets down into the bones and you speak from the heart, and that really comes across. And the whole point of what we're trying to communicate is this connection of the community of spirit. And we really need to get out of our heads to do that.
That's a good place to get, I think, really. Well, I've attended several of the Rumi's Caravan's early ones. Mm-hmm. I absolutely recommend it unconditionally to any of the listeners to this show and to anyone else for that matter, really.
Thank you
for coming in and talking about it, Kay. And let's tell people once again that Rumi's Caravan this year is Saturday, February 6th at the Glaser Center, the 16th annual Rumi's Caravan. For tickets and information, go to the Many Rivers Books and Tea in Sebastopol on South Main, or call them at 829-8871. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.